Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Is the number, 866-821-TALK. Yeah, I'm talking about the problem with doing what I did, which is upgrading a mouse driver on the laptop that I do the show with, literally 2 minutes before I walk into the studio in the bunker, and having the buttons not work, you know, so I can't select it. Now I've got another mouse installed, but it's just a great opportunity for you guys to see, you know, even guys that think they really know what they're doing can make mistakes too. The fundamental mistakes aren't any different whether you're a newbie or a not so newbie.
Yeah, and you're going to tell them what my brilliant recommendation
was. Hey, does it tap? And when I first did it, it didn't tap, but it's because I didn't tap it right. And so after you set it, I did it again, and it actually worked. So I'm actually tapping and mousing.
You're welcome.
The buttons don't work, but I'm tapping and mousing. And actually during last break, but the break before, I did an uninstall, button still didn't work. So there's something going on.
Tapping and mousing, wasn't that didn't Sammy Davis Jr. have an act?
Absolutely. Yeah. 1971.
I remember that.
At the Sands.
Yep. Yeah. That was an awesome venue.
You were like 9 years old.
I remember. We went
there. You were one of the Rat Pack.
Yep.
You were actually like...
They called me Big Head.
The Mouse Pack.
They called me Big Head back then.
And Bubble Butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. While we're on this thread of like things kind of not to do that are fundamental things, no matter what level of expertise you have, I had a client... actually, we had a meeting about this this last week because it's become a huge problem. Really, really important piece of software that they use in this business. Relatively small business, but very successful. Having some trouble getting a feature working, and that they want, you know, they kind of not been using all the features, and they wanted to, you know, they're really, you know, on an ongoing basis, their thing is, let's improve. You know, what can we do to improve? And so one of the things was they needed to use some of the additional features they hadn't yet really implemented in their business that this software is capable of doing. And in doing that, they found out it wasn't working. So they got with the tech support people for the piece of software and tried to walk through some things, and they made a big, big mistake. And it wasn't an unreasonable mistake, but in a situation in which you've got to have something work, you know, if you're just messing around at home, it doesn't really matter, right? For most of us. I mean, it's inconvenient. It can be irritating, even angering, but it doesn't shut down your household. But, you know, if you've got a really important piece of software that basically you run your business with, you need to treat it very carefully. Well, you know, the tech support people say, okay, you know what? Actually, what you need to do is you need to do an uninstall. We're going to do a reinstall, but we're going to reinstall using the update. But you have to do an uninstall first. Well, to make a long story short, some of the features that they've been using for years that were even more fundamentally important than this new feature that they were pursuing broke, and they have been broke for 3 weeks. Dozens of hours of effort. A lot of inconvenience. The software itself basically still works, but it's crippled. Now, you know, it's a very difficult judgment to make because, you know, you can't be on the line with tech support and say, look, I'm not going to do that. You make suggestions on how to fix it, then I'm going to fight you at every step. So that doesn't work. But you do have to be judicious about this stuff when you've got a really critical piece of software or hardware for that matter. You've got to be careful how you deal with it. You know, when the tech support people, man, I'll tell you, I mean, look, I've experienced from a medical perspective, thankfully not with me, but being involved with family members. Doctor says do this. Pharmacist says do this. The nurse practitioner says do this. Well, I tell you what, you smile at them, you take a breath, and you think about it for a second, because sometimes they'll tell you to do stuff that'll kill you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not overstating it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still, even just talking about it now, it astonishes me, the stuff we've experienced. Literally, caused death. And you have to say, well, now, I'm sorry, wait a minute, hold on. Well, let me give you an example, and this has nothing to do with death, but it's a great example. Thank goodness. Nick broke his hand wrestling, right, in that one tournament. You remember that. So he comes back from California. We got to deal with it. So, you know, they iced it, and they put a little makeshift splint on it, and they got back to Tucson, and we went down to urgent care, and they splinted it and said, you know, talk to a hand surgeon. You know, did the x-ray, said, yeah, it's broke. Talk to a hand surgeon. So we do that, set up all the stuff for the hand surgeon, and all that is fine. But they built the splint at the urgent care so that it cupped around. Now, think about if your middle finger bone between your wrist and the finger, that main knuckle, is broken. That whole top of your hand is going to swell, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what they did in urgent care is they kind of did a thing where they wrapped it around the little finger behind the little finger on top of the hand. Didn't seem like a bad problem. Well, it was, because what it did after 2 or 3 days is it swelled up. And that little lip coming over the top that was put there reasonably tight, but not real tight, mm-hmm. became incredibly tight and cut off the blood flow and was a problem. So that splint was not really done well. So we go to ER. Well, we spend like 6.5 hours in ER. I'm not a medical guy at all, but I do have an eye for mechanical stuff. I do have an eye, and I can tell.
And common sense.
Well, a little bit. Yeah, for the most part. Well, they say, oh, yeah, this, you know, no nerve damage, no problems like that, no complications really in terms of the broken bone, just that they made the splint so that when it swelled, it would compress it and be a problem. And all we need to do is just re-splint it and not make the splint that way. So the guy comes to do the splint after the doctor leaves, and I'm watching him do the splint, and I'm trying to be nice. But I'm watching him do the splint, and he's not splinting the broken finger. He's splinting the other fingers that aren't broken. And I'm looking at him, and I'm going, you know, this cannot be. There is no medical, there is no complex, counterintuitive medical thing happening here. This is pure mechanics. You have a broken finger. The broken finger gets splinted. Now, maybe the other ones do too for some other reason, or maybe they don't. But you know that the broken finger gets splinted. So, nicely as I can. Excuse me, that, you know, that middle finger, that's the one that metatarsal, so I think it's tarsal or carpal, metacarpal. Tarsal is the foot, I think.
Yeah.
Metacarpal is, that middle one is the one that's broken, you know. Yeah. Well, you're not splinting that one. This is what the doctor ordered. He ordered an ulnar capitulary baculicus micameca splint. And I said, well, I'm sure he did. I'm just, you're splinting unbroken fingers and not splinting a broken finger. Would you mind double checking? Is it possible that he made a mistake, or that maybe you misheard him, or he misspoke, or is it possible? Well, they got pretty irritated with me.
Well, yeah, because...
And the nurse comes back, and she's like...
Yeah. Oh, this person... Yeah, this civilian is telling us how to do a splint.
Just please check. If I'm wrong, I apologize. Please just check. Well, the doctor... We wait another 45 minutes or 50 minutes or whatever it is. The doctor comes back and says, oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is completely wrong. Thank you for speaking up. This is completely wrong. Thank you. I said, well, thank you for coming back. And I know I irritated him a little bit, apologized to him for me because I didn't really mean to do that. But, you know, you learn over the years, you know, if it looks.
If you see something, say something.
Yep. If it ain't right, it ain't right. You know, you don't have to pound people and get rude and arrogant.
Nope.
And I was about as passive as I could be and still communicate with them. And they were quite irritated, but they ended up getting the splint right. And I'll tell you something, you know, now in that same situation where a broken bone, I'm taking $20 to Walgreens and spending 20 minutes and I'm making my own splint. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's what you learn is, you know what, I can do it better myself.
6.5 hours, who knows how many hundreds of dollars we paid what we paid in terms of the what's it called, the copay.
That's right.
But the point being, you need to be careful. Don't disengage your brain because you're talking to experts. Sure. I'll tell you, I know how I am. If somebody comes to me with a question, I'm grateful. I am really, truly grateful. Sometimes it takes a little extra time. Sometimes the questions are kind of dumb, and I do have to take a breath because I'm irritable for some reason some days. But it's always a good thing. And, man, you got to do it when it comes to installing device drivers, hardware, or splints.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.